There's a field of science dedicated to studying how adverse childhood experiences or the traumatic things that happen to young children negatively affect their physical health later in life. Now, researchers at Drexel University say there's a relationship between how traumatic a parent's childhood was and how healthy their kids are, even years after they're born. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
When Angela Sutton was 8 years old, her father began raping her. When she was 14, she was accidentally shot in the stomach inside a corner store.
I just remember feeling like somebody threw gasoline on me and lit a match. I felt like my body was literally on fire, and I just wanted to die.
Sutton is now a single mom living with her two sons in Northeast Philly. Life is more peaceful, she says, but both boys have had serious health scares because they have asthma.
My oldest one, he was in the hospital. They had to mix some steroids up because the regular steroids wasn't working. They could not get him to breathe. They were talking about giving him immediate surgery.
Felice LeSherbin researches urban health at Drexel University. She's also one of the researchers behind a new study that shows a parent's traumatic childhood can translate to them having less healthy kids. It's not a direct link. Just because a mom grew up with violence, what researchers call adverse childhood experiences or ACEs, doesn't automatically mean her children will be unhealthy. But LeSherbin says it is more likely.
We found that for each additional ACE that a parent had experienced, the child had 17% higher odds of having been diagnosed with asthma. So this compounds for parents who've experienced more and more ACEs.
The study is based on self-reported responses from 350 Philadelphia parents during a roughly 2-month span. Experts say the relatively novel findings could lead to longer-term research charting the impact of ACEs on children over multiple years. But this study and others have not been able to explain why the link exists. Though LeSherbin says this correlation means officials, service providers, and medical professionals need to try to protect children from experiencing trauma now so their children have a better shot at being healthy, and their children, and so on.
We are talking about education, we are talking about health care, we are talking about government programs.
In the meantime, Angela Sutton is trying to reverse the tide on her own. She says her sons have been much healthier since they left the mouse-infested apartment they were living in a more violent neighborhood of Philadelphia, and since she got a better job as a toll collector and can afford to buy them better food.
My job is to show them everything I went through. I survived so I could be able to help them do better and make better choices.
Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.